Today's podcast is authored by Tomoko Matsuoka and is read by Stephen LaRiva. It's called A Lesser Known Golden Trait. I've been watching the TV series The X Factor, in which singers across the United States participate in a huge talent show contest where the winner will be awarded a multi-million dollar recording contract. For those unfamiliar with the show, in each episode, the judges choose who will move on to the next level in the competition, based on talent, of course. But there's another trait they're also looking for. They want someone who will reliably deliver. Judging from the remarks that the judges make to the contestants, it seems that recording companies don't want to invest millions of dollars in someone who may be momentarily fantastic and seemingly hugely talented, but is unreliable when it comes to giving stellar performances to sell out crowds. Show business is tough, and performers who edge ahead of the crowd are those who consistently deliver excellent performances. Of course, performing artists aren't the only ones who need to be reliable. Coach John Wooden, considered one of the greatest basketball coaches of all time, talks about some of his basketball players who had reliability and what that meant to him. In his book, Coach Wooden's Pyramid of Success, he wrote, "Curtis Rowe was one of my most consistent players. Although he wasn't usually spectacular, he consistently played at a very high level and made it look easy. I could have almost penciled in his stat line before the game began." Coach Wooden continues talking about other of his players in regards to consistency. "Two of my best players during the mid-1950s stood out for different reasons. Maury Taft was spectacular and explosive, but I never knew how he was going to play from night to night. On the other hand, I knew what Dick Skeets Banton would deliver each game. Maury Taft might get 5 rebounds, but they were memorable. Dick Banton would get 8 or 9, but no one gave them much notice. Most people would say Maury Taft was a better player than Dick Banton because Maury Taft had more natural ability and was so dazzling. But I'm not so sure that Dick Banton wasn't the more valuable player because of his reliability. I found the same to be true in my line of work. There are times when I need to find artists to illustrate articles or stories for the content developer I work for. I consider several things when picking an artist for an assignment, such as art style and, naturally, the level of artistic talent and ability. But the real selling point for me, which might seem rather lackluster, is the artist's ability to meet given deadlines." After having watched a few episodes of The X Factor and having read that excerpt from Coach Wooden's book, I begin to notice this trait in certain Bible characters as I read their stories. Of the 50 Old Testament miracles listed in the concordance at the back of my Bible, close to a third of the miracles are by the hand of Elijah. And as I was reading episodes of Elijah's story in the Old Testament, I was struck by the immediacy and reliability of Elijah's obedience to God. God calls, and Elijah shows up. Merriam-Webster gives this definition for reliability. 1. Suitable or fit to be relied on, dependable. 2. Giving the same results on successive trials. That second definition sounds a lot like what God found in his relationship with Elijah in the following scenario. God gave Elijah a command, and Elijah obeyed. Quote, "The word of the Lord came to Elijah, 'Go and present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the land.' So Elijah went." End of quote. And that's just one of the many verses that reflect the kind of relationship that God and Elijah shared. Perhaps it was only when God found Elijah to be reliable that God continued to call on him. It seems surprising to me that such a characteristic could be what sets you apart from others and which could contribute to your success in almost every area of your life. Understanding this better has made me realize that the people whom I treasure, both in my work and my personal life, are those I know I can rely on, whether it's with deadlines or when I need the comfort of a trustworthy friend. Coach Wooden describes the characteristics of a reliable person in this way. When we are reliable, others know that they can depend on us. They know that we will make the effort to do our best, whatever the situation might be. They know we won't run, cower, or become paralyzed by fear. They have learned to count on our consistency and trustworthiness. We'll still be there, making the effort to do our best, long after the weaker ones have faded. Do you have people like this in your life? Those you can count on, and who you know will be there to help you when life seems grim. Reliable people are treasured wherever they are found. Think of a few people in your life whom you consider reliable, and write down a few of the ways in which you find them to be so. How can you practice those actions in your own life? You may love that you can count on a certain best friend to always show up when you need to vent or whatever. But can that someone count on you in the same way? We may love that God is so reliable and utterly trustworthy. But can God also count on us to show up when He calls? These are worthwhile questions to think about. Do you want to be the person that people count on? Do you want an edge in almost any sphere of your life? Try reliability and see what it will do for you.